This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people thought that they were. I can't speak from personal experience, so I don't know what to tell you. But
you don't know?
I don't. No, I don't. But thanks for asking. That's the voice of Jay Kirshner, also lurking here, sort of over in the other corner, is Jennifer Horn. I just did something. I just sent a yoo-hoo, it's me. My name is Jenny. Hold on just a second. I'm sitting. What?
Are you doing an email or a radio show?
Well, the email has to do with the radio show. How's that? All right? Okay, so Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Oftentimes, as we get started in the new week, first day or two of the week, look back on this program at this time on some of the things that we talked about last Friday. And it seems like it was like 5 minutes ago that we were having these conversations. I say that, it becomes old. I keep saying it, but it does. That's what it feels like to me. It's like, hello, we were just here. At any rate, and when I look at the download that we have at gooddayshow.com, even though one of the most important things that we talked about last Friday were the bed bugs that were everywhere,
it seems minor, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, it does. Yeah,
as a matter of fact.
So looking at the charts, last week the number one story was the ouster of McCarthy as Speaker. This week the number one story will be Israel, without any question. So, Jennifer, I wondered, there's a thing about the political realities. I don't get what it, and I've asked this question, I think, many times before of some of my friends who are into politics here and also my friends who live in Israel. What is there about the Republican stance or support for Israel when, in fact, most of the people in this country who are Jewish are liberal? They are Democrats.
It's been a big mix. And that was actually, that has been one of the weirdest things, is that Republicans tend to be more, at least outspoken, about their stance for Israel. Yeah. And yet it seems that most people who are Jewish in this country tend to vote Republican, but that changed a little bit, and it changed. It's interesting because it kind of has gone back and forth, I think. And you had some people appreciate what George W. and this is really only my history because it's what I remember, but I remember some people kind of shifting into George W. Bush's camp for a while. And then kind of shifting out again. And then, of course, there were a lot of people who were really excited to vote for Obama. So then back we go to kind of the Democrat Party. And then there were a lot of Jews who loved what President Trump did for Israel. I mean, as far as presidents go, by moving the embassy and such, she was probably the most pro-Israel president that we have had. And then back to Biden again. I can't speak on the demographics or why people vote the way they do. It is surprising to me to see
That's my point. Yeah
of this particular political ideology being popular. But, hey, look, everybody votes the way they do. So
But it's just that when you look at at least the people that I'm surrounded, I don't know anybody who's Jewish, and I have a large circle of Jewish friends, that votes for Republicans. They all vote for Democrats.
Every single time, right? Yeah.
And it's like
true.
Blacks. The assumption is if you're black, you're going to vote for the Democrats, which is kind of, I would be offended if if I were black or a Jew, and people assumed that I was going to vote differently
because of me.
They
say that about women, too. I mean, they say that broadly, and there are, of course, always exceptions.
And then men always, the all big tough guys are going to vote for Trump because he's a big tough guy. And I think that's not true either.
Just
I think it's hard to button.
Yeah,
I think it's silly. But I did want to kind of have you explain because you
do it very well.
Well,
I do think, I mean, we should, before it even gets political, because this is incredibly sad. And of course, like everything gets political and it gets political really fast. But to have people kidnapped from their homes and women and children drugged through the streets and women being raped by these terrorists that caught everybody by surprise, the United States, obviously Israel, everybody was kind of caught by surprise by this particular attack. And so there are a lot of questions. Why was there no good, reliable intelligence, number one? What's going to happen next? You have Israel now saying that there is going to be a complete siege of Gaza, which I'm happy about. I mean, I feel like that is what needs to happen. Yeah, enough is enough. You know what? You tried to play nice. You tried it. Now it's over. So go in, knock them down. And also, and then when you do go into the political side of things, you have to wonder about why this particular administration has been so intent on appeasing Iran, which is the leading state sponsor of terror on our globe. And they're the ones who fund Hamas. There is no Hamas without Iran. And one of the things that has gotten me kind of crazy this week is
the Saudis are a little bit in the mix.
Hamas is, without Iran's funding, there really is no Hamas. I mean, you can say, look, the Saudis are involved. You've got Lebanon with Hezbollah. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of different factions, but without Iran's backing, there is no Hamas. And so then you have, just recently, the Biden administration unfreezing $6 billion back to Iran.
And,
but there's been so much misinformation. So you've got the right that's come out and said the $6 billion, blah, 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 and maybe insinuating that those are American tax dollars. That money was always Iran's, but we had frozen it because of their bad behavior. This was a sanction. And so what's true is that the Biden administration released that sanction, and now they have access to $6 billion. And the Biden administration is telling people that they are overseeing what that money is being spent for and that it hasn't been spent yet. But you can't oversee. In fact, I heard somebody from Biden's administration this week saying, we can't oversee exactly what they're spending it for, but we're going to keep an idea of it.
Yeah.
The lies and the spins to try to protect everybody do not help Iran is... It's just my bottom line. Don't release sanctions. Don't do anything.
I was too late now. So under the circumstances, to go back to Israel, which is the focus here, and then you think about, you look, I think it was a week ago today, wasn't it, Jay? We were talking about what Maria Trilogy said about Aquarius being in Pluto or Pluto being in Aquarius and going through.
What does that mean?
A list. It means that this is a very bellicose, disrupting time period when there's going to be a lot of personal stuff that will be disruptive, a lot of business stuff that will be disruptive.
Can't take any more disruptions.
Well, that's what we're into. The Russians are still at. This is the largest war in Europe since World War II. China, again, over the weekend, rattling its savings, got lost in the mix of what happened in Israel. But they're trying to sound tough when it comes to Taiwan. The situation in India in the past month or so, actually the past year or so, as they've become very nationalistic. They're kind of becoming a very conservative, introspective country that is, you know, the business about their relationship with Pakistan. That is pretty much the same as what's happened with Israel. You know, they carved out a country because there were a lot of people who didn't agree with what was going on in the mother country, or in this case of Israel. There was no place for the people who were dislodged after World War II, and so the United Nations picked this piece of land out of the desert. And I understand. Somebody, I used this reference, Jennifer, earlier on. If somebody came to me and said, I want to take an acre of your land because I want to make it a sanctuary for all of the immigrants that have come to Framingham, so he's going to take an acre of your land. You think I'm going to roll over for that?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I'm not rolling over for that. So this is what basically is going on. We had Uri Geller with us earlier talking about the same thing you just said. And he's gotten headlines all around the world in newspapers because he went out. He's very much an Israeli. He's nationalistic like you wouldn't believe. But he said the fact that we have a this thing was a surprise. There's no excuse for that. There's no way that somebody isn't on the inside of this in some way, shape, or form.
They're not doing a real war going after men. They are going after women and children in addition to trying to kill men and all. I mean, it's not the real rules of war. So you have to fight these people like the terrorist roaches that they are, and you have to blow them up.
Yeah. So if you want a perspective on things, the recent movie with Helen Mirren called Golda, about Golda Meir, who was the first woman to be prime minister in Israel, this is a very good overview from I know the facts. So I look at this movie and how well it was it attributed the history of her time very well, and what happened between the Israelis and the Egyptians and the wars that have gone on and how they've gotten territory. It is true. Because Israel is such a small country, I can relate. Their walls of the old city of Jerusalem, there are tunnels underneath it, and they walk out onto the back of what is essentially the East Bank. And you can throw a stone across to the West Bank. It's that tight. It's that close. The Mount of Olives is also, from the biblical perspective, the West Bank is the Mount of Olives. And what you see, what you feel, when you go look at that, how the proximity of the West Bank, you understand how this can happen because they're right there on top of each other. I think you're right, Jennifer, I think they're going to take the West Bank and that'll be the end of that. One of the things, because it was the Palestinians have lived there, there's this whole thing about the garbage, because if you look out the window, the garbage is all over the place on the West Bank. And the Israelis say that they don't pick up the garbage because the Palestinians don't pay their taxes, and the Palestinians say they don't. The garbage isn't being picked up because the Israelis, they don't like the Palestinians and they refuse to come over and pick it up. So that's the kind of stuff that's been gnawing. Little things like that, they just gnaw at each other over and over and over again. It's just the same old thing that's been going on for millennia, and this is just the latest prescription for disaster. And it won't be good for the Palestinians because the Israelis are tough. All right, so that was hopefully a way for things to be put into perspective for you here. 18 after on Good Day.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Half the hour now, posting here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, posting in an audio. These are daily audio posts that you get from us. You don't have to go to any social media. You can just listen to Good Day on the air, or you can listen as we do it. It's repeated all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with happy birthday. Boy, the list is long today. Welcome also to new listeners, Kate McHugh, Michelle Lefevre, let's see here, Steve Fredkin, I think it's how his name is pronounced. Oh, that's a great name, Luke Trusty. Good name. That's a great name.
That is a strong name.
Joe Rodriguez, Tom Kincaid, Steve Michaels, Steve Hoffman, all these people, new and friends, one and all. Welcome, one and all, to the friendliest radio program that exists. And maybe that's why they're here, because they like friendly radio programs. They like friendly... Ah, wait a minute. Here's Rick Bubba. Okay. Yay. All right. So I posted a... I do this from time to time. I'm not as... I am apologizing, I guess, to a point for those of you who are Facebook friends with me. We have our Facebook page, all of our social media at Good Day Networks, but I have my own page. It's facebook.com/Doug Steffen. And I pretty much post things in there about my family, sometimes my friends, sometimes philosophy a little bit. So I posted this over the weekend, the following. An environment that is not safe to disagree in is not an environment focused on growth. It's an environment focused on control.
So true.
Those words. An environment that is not safe to disagree in, which is what we have now with many hardcore Republicans and Democrats, people who want you not to, you, if you alter from their thinking, you're bad, I don't want to associate with you, et cetera, et cetera. And that's one of the things, frankly, when you look at the perspective that I have had, the Israeli thing has caused me to be very retrospective the past 24 hours or so, thinking about our place in history, where we have been. I just went through a few things about what's changing here, not only in America, but around the world, the business about Aquarius and Pluto and the astrological stuff. You can take that with a grain of salt. But if you put it all together, it spells America is not what it used to be. That's not, it's a judgment. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just that things change. And I think a lot of the disruption that we have, you know, the Trump stuff and January 6th and things, actually you can go back to our own, what happened in 1776, because astrologically the stars are in exactly the same position now for the first time since 1776. So will that impact us? Yeah, it'll impact lots of the people that China is. Yeah, I was talking about their focus on Taiwan. They're very restless, and we don't get that news. The people who live in China are very upset with their government and the state of things, because the economics that China used to enjoy are crumbling, because not only are we, but also people all around the world realize what China's done with, you know, what they've done to themselves by letting China become the major industrialist that they are. You know, so there's that. But this stuff going on in the Middle East, and it's just, I think things are changing. And I'm not, again, saying it's good or bad, but we certainly have a lot of people in our country, as is witnessed from the McCarthy business last week, that are interested in nothing but themselves and control. Whatever it is that we can control, we want to do it. And so that's where we are. I think we've lost a lot of our hooch. Do I think America's best days are behind us? And I guess it would depend on how you measure that. But the social media is full of all kinds of thoughts that are provocative. So I look at the people. A lot of people shared that quote that I had on my Facebook page. You're welcome to do the same.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Deaths are continuing to grow after terrorist organization Hamas and their unprovoked coordinated attack on Israel over the weekend. More than 1,000 Israelis and Palestinians have been killed, while officials have confirmed some American victims. Israel, which has responded with airstrikes in Gaza, formally declared war on the militant group yesterday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed that Israel would take mighty vengeance as his country embarks on what will likely be a long and difficult war. The Israeli government says Hamas has taken at least 100 civilians hostage. Explosive reports this morning indicate Iran, fresh from a $6 billion injection into their economy by the Biden administration, is helping coordinate the attacks by Hamas. The Pentagon is moving U.S. Navy ships and military warcraft closer to the conflicted region. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Be a good day.
No, I bet you a good day, sir. This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
It's gonna be a good day. Gonna be a good day. It's gonna be a good day.
Yeah, it's always a good day. If you want it to be a good day, it's up to you. Much as anything else, you determine what's going on in your life. Some people, I have a couple things going on in my life, and I find myself not sleeping as well as I usually do. I've never had much trouble sleeping. I don't have trouble sleeping. What I'm doing is when I wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom or something, my mind starts working on all the things going on, and then I have to resort to my, well, not that I don't like doing it there. We all have ways of counting sheep, in a manner of speaking, and I recount the good things that are in my life, and I'm thankful for them, and that usually puts my mind at ease, and then I go back to sleep. Okay, so hello. It's my job to wake you up, however, with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. What's happening around us? Is it really what's happening around you that determines what your head is doing, how you are, how's your health, how your finances, or is it what's going on inside of you? Is it what's outside or what's inside? And I think more often than not, it really is inside. That's why I'm just told you the story about what's going on sort of with me and what's in my mind. I think I don't mind sharing. I think there's a difference between personal stuff and private stuff. I don't share my private stuff, but personal stuff, yeah, because that's what makes us who we are and makes us interesting characters as we are. And that's why I kind of went on the radio, because we're interesting people who have interesting things to say. So when I go off like I did a few minutes ago, for those of you who didn't hear it, you go to our Good Day download, the Good Day Show, gooddayshow.com, as I say frequently to remind you that you don't have to miss anything if you don't want to. You can go back and listen to the program because it airs all day, every day, in its entirety. So what I said was a reflection on my feeling as the Israeli thing develops, and you see the unrest everywhere in the world. There's always been unrest. There have always been people fighting. That's part of the human condition. And perhaps, without it being hopefully sounding like it was fatalistic, it will be the end of us. Because we can't get along, sooner or later, it just won't, you know, we just won't be. And that seems like a shame, because we're squandering something that is so fabulous, this planet, our lives. We all love our families, hopefully we want to protect them, but really we aren't. We are doing things that are just not smart, and it's all, frankly, based on another human foible or frailty, and that is power and control. We want to be powerful, and we want to control, and it just doesn't, you can't control anybody really but you. That's it. Bottom line is, you can try. You can do what some of these characters, you know, who are politicians or run businesses. They maybe have a short-term window of control and power, but it doesn't last. And that's, unfortunately, what's kind of going on here. I said, and I sort of alluded to the fact that I don't think that we're the country that we used to be, and I don't think we are. But does that mean we're not still strong and powerful and somebody to be reckoned with? No, of course. We're the most, nobody wants to, you know, there are immigration problems in Europe for sure, especially in England. But nobody on the planet has problems with that sort of thing like we do. Everybody wants to come here for whatever the reason. The cultural stuff, the fact that our government is pretty permissive, and we, you know, whatever it is. People want to come here. They don't want to go to China. They sure as hell don't want to go to India. They don't want to go to Iran. When's the last time you saw a bunch of people saying, you know what, I want to leave America and go live in Iran? Yeah.
Just those weird people who go for hikes and then get caught. You know, those people are weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? They're like, you know, it'd be nice, a hike in Iran this time of year. Let's go.
Yeah, right. No. So anyway, just my overview of what's happening now. Because I love Israel, I think it's a fabulous just place to be. And, you know, I've got to take a deep breath here because I'm liable to get off on a toot. And we have the talents of Jennifer and Jay who need to be heard. There are a lot of people, there are statistics out that you'll read about during the course of the week as to our weather. And the people who are the environmental yayas who say it's the hottest summer on record ever. Do you know what nonsense that is? How foolish it sounds, even on the surface.
Days, but not the entire summer. It was actually a cooler summer than it normally is where we are. And but some of the days that were hot days, they were record-breaking hot, but to lump it all together, it's like one day was the hottest and say
it was a mild summer for us in L.A. And yet people keep saying it's the hottest one ever, ever, ever. I didn't think so.
No. That's nonsense.
One day was the hottest on record.
Yeah. Well,
that's like having five minutes of a bad day and saying, oh, I'm having a bad week.
It's the worst, right?
Well, it is. The idea here is to put things into perspective. the planet is 4.5+ billion years old. The planet has changed its face literally 6 times since it was formed. And so it continues to change its form. And as that happens, the weather changes. So for those, this is complete, not a little ignorant, complete ignorance to find yourself rallying around the continuing focus on why we need to have electric cars. But you'll notice more and more people, unless you're in California, are not buying into that stuff. And I know it becomes a toot of mine, but there are plenty of other things. As you know, if you listen to me with regularity, I'm involved in the development, what we call an agrohood, on an old farm that we're going to continue to have as a farm. It's a neighborhood built around a working farm. And one of the things that we're being pressured to do by environmental interests in the state of Massachusetts, we've been offered about $20,000 a home if we go all electric. Well, why is the state paying for that, number one, when in fact the power companies are so loaded with cash, but yet they don't do, as Jennifer's witness to, what they don't do in California? Two problems in California. They don't take care of the infrastructure, and they don't have enough power to support the electric stuff that they're pushing. So, once again, what will happen in short order is if we allow ourselves to be pushed in this direction and we go all electric, the electric companies will do what they did in the 1970s, double the rates, so that people they'll lose their homes. It's all about power and corruption and greed. That's what it's about. So you see these headlines that are all meant to, again, focus on the power and the control that a few people have. And that's where I agree with those who have and those who have not. Why should you be forced to take electricity in your house because somebody says natural gas is bad for the environment? What the hell do they really know? Who knows? Nobody really knows, because we have this moronic focus on it was the hottest summer ever. No, it wasn't. Not even close. If you go back into the cores that they've dug that go back 400,000 years, and that's about as far down as they can go. You might be able to go back 4 million years, maybe. But the temperature extremes, the weather, the pole, the North Pole and the South Pole weren't even where they are now. Never mind the continents. It's ridiculous. Anyway, have I made my point?
Well, I think anybody can do anything to scare anybody about everything.
Yeah. All right. So the big front
lines.
But Jennifer just made an observation off the air that I want to go to because of the focus on who's going to be the next Speaker of the House. Steve Scalise. Is it Scalise or Scalise?
Scalise. Steve Scalise. Scalise.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can he unite Republicans? I know you're probably a Jordan fan, Jennifer.
I'm actually a fan of both of them for different reasons. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think either one is a bad choice, and I actually think both of them would be a better choice than Kevin McCarthy at this point. I think both of them will put us in a better spot than we were probably under Kevin McCarthy. So Steve Scalise,
isn't it funny? Because I thought McCarthy was good at trying to get people together.
Steve Scalise is actually very well liked. He was the one who was shot, remember, by that Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, how's his health? I heard he had cancer.
He has blood cancer, but his doctor cleared him to go back to work. But he was the one who survived the shooting as well. So he's had a long history. I think that's actually kind of made him, made people aware of him, and people like him. Mm-hmm. He is more conservative than Jim Jordan.
What does that mean?
As far as like their voting record, I think he is more conservative by and large than Jim Jordan. That being said, Jim Jordan has what it takes, I think, to unify both sides of the Republican Party. The very, and I don't even want to say conservative, but the very Freedom Caucus branch, the Matt Gaetz branch of the party likes
Jim Jordan.
Who wants
to unite with him? Get rid of him.
Well, you have to, because if not, you've got the next.
Isn't there a move, though, to get rid of him?
Some Republicans have filed a, yeah, but it's not going to happen. I mean, he's duly elected. So, I mean, I don't know if I love
like
that
Sanders.
Idea either. So I think probably the smartest choice and the choice for me is Jim Jordan, because both the moderates in the party like Jim Jordan and so do the branches of the party. So the one who is going to make it the easiest will be Jim Jordan. That doesn't mean that there's anything
too
wrong with Steve Scalise.
Too close to Trump for me.
Steve Scalise is actually just as close to Trump, so I don't know why you say that. Yeah, Trump actually went to see him in the hospital and called Steve Scalise and said, look, I'm endorsing Jordan only because I think he can quickly unify the party, but that doesn't mean I don't like you, and Steve Scalise has been very outward about his support for Trump, so I don't know that there's anybody who's not. So in any case, I think that Jim Jordan will be the one to be quickest, but because of what's going on in Israel, I think any fight that would have existed is gone now, because you need a working and operational House of Representatives while this kind of thing is going on. So I think one of them will probably back out, or it'll be a quicker vote, maybe at least less drama.
Make a deal with each
that's
other. Okay, you do this and I'll give you that.
I mean, because already Steve Scalise is already the House Majority Leader, so he leads Republicans already. So either way, they'd be working pretty closely together as it is.
It'll be interesting to watch and see if you're right, because I think it makes sense. They're not going to fight because they got to get together and come up with some dough to help out our pals.
And truly, I don't think it would have been a bitter fight because of who these two people are to begin with.
Okay,
so
that's good to know.
Hopefully it'll be less dramatic than the last
time. I certainly trust your focus and expertise. So tell me about a minute here. Vivek Ramaswamy was doing a town hall, and he stopped it because there was some protester inside, and he invited the protester either to come up on stage, or there was chanting.
Go sit in the front row and watch.
Yeah.
He does this all the time, and I don't know exactly what he was protesting, but he does this. He brings people in and talks to them.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
I think it's good.
Yeah,
I like
great.
This guy. Yeah, I do, for a lot of different reasons. Okay, I think it's time for us to pause, ladies. Take a deep breath. It's 48 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limit supply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Time 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's not 53 after the last hour. It's 53 after this hour. And this 53 will not be in the 53 of the next hour, even though there's a 53 in the next hour. Got that, Jay?
I got it.
Got it. All right, so Tom Kreidler, who operates the Money Pit, is going through some things, and that's what he is. Sometimes he's here, sometimes he's not. When he's not, I like to take the time, because of my, I guess, expertise. I'm known as a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. Some of the things that we've been through on the farm in this ridiculous year of 2023, at least in my neck of the woods. I was telling Jay and James off the air about what I was doing yesterday. I have a state park that abuts my farm, and I do a lot of haying over there. And the hay's great, except that people, you know, bringing their dogs in there, they discard things and get wrapped around my equipment, and it becomes a pain in the neck. But the big thing that's happened this year, because of all the rain, we don't seem to have the quality. We have lots of hay. It's real thick, but the quality isn't that great, because every time we mow it, like yesterday I mowed, I don't know, probably 24 or 25 acres, and because the next 3 or 4 days are supposed to be good. Well, that was yesterday's forecast. So that's what I say. It's a ridiculousness. And it affects the food. You know, the hay fields are used for feeding the cattle. You know, when I say cattle, I don't. Cattle are beef in my mind, and cows are dairy in my mind. So I have cows. And it turns out I'm not even keeping track. Mary, who is the manager of the farm, told me the other day we had 70 cows, and I thought we had 50. So I'm not keeping my finger on the pulse of that.
Oh, my goodness. Cool, though.
Yeah, it just means that I have to have more hay. And I gotta keep my fingers crossed. We'll be making hay until it snows. I know we will. And then hopefully last year what I did, I sold more than I should have, and I didn't have enough, so I had to go buy it. I'm trying not to do that. But anyway, the idea of quality food is determined by what you put into the things that are growing the food, whether it's the land the starting, you know, the what has to happen with the soil, and it's been so muddy this year, it's hard to keep the things that you, the amendments that you add into the soil, it's hard to keep them there because of all the rain. And then the stuff that you feed the animals, the, whether it's chickens or pigs or dairy or beef, that all enters into the quality of what you are eating. And so that's something that is a, it's important to keep that in mind, because a lot of people just don't know. They think the food's in the grocery store. A lot of people learned that lesson during COVID.
Yeah.
But, you know, we
where do apples come from? The store, duh.
And, a lot of people are picking apples this time of year. Wow. That's everywhere. The apple
oh,
orchards.
It's the best. Yes. Yeah, going right. to the pumpkin and the apple orchards.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, right.
Oh, so delicious. The fresh apple cider.
Yep. Mm. And fresh apple donuts, cider donuts. They're kind of cool, too. All right. Let's focus on bees for a bit, because the Asian hornets that we were worried about at the beginning of the year, what they would do, because they eat the bumblebees. They attack them and eat them. But apparently, the bumblebees have learned how to accommodate, or I don't know if that's the right word, but they are, the hornets attack them, and the bees have learned instinctively how to get away from them, and the hornets can't hold on to them. And so the bee raises its stinger and stings the hornet, and at least stuns him if it doesn't kill him.
Yeah. They're going all Krav Maga on these things. Good
yeah.
for you, bumblebees.
Yeah, go get them. So there's hope for the bumblebees. Yeah, that's probably a good thing from the Food and Farm Department. Here's some good news. There's a report, actually a number of studies that have been done, to find the culprit when it comes to various diseases, things that are in plants, for example, that will help you. And this is why it's so important to continue to encourage some of the smaller farms, some of the more urban farms that we talk about on the American Family Farmer Show, which is on most of these same stations every weekend, me talking to about what's going on the family farm and the new stuff. And so there are these plants that have been, I guess, we, for lack of a better word, engineered to replicate what the animals are eating, grass, and they're healthy, right? They're eating bugs and they're healthy. They're eating, even pigs eat garbage and they're healthy. And what it does is what they're eating are some of the organics. The green organics, and that's really where the secret of health is. Green. Eat green. That's the lesson here from those of us on the American Family Farmer and our food, farm, and family.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.